The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Do you understand the Bible, or does it even matter to you whether you do or not? But if you do understand God's Word, at least to some degree, you would probably lack a better understanding, especially if you are trying to live your life accordingly. And if you are taking God's Word seriously and trying to live by it, then you're on the right track for a better understanding of God's Word. As a matter of fact, you will never grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word unless you are willing to begin obeying what you do understand. Now, perhaps we all know that we should live by the Ten Commandments, but are we willing to do that? Notice what God has to say in Psalms 11 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Notice what God is saying, my friends. God is saying if you respect Him, respect His Word, and respect God as being your God and your Maker, your Father, and your elder brother, God says the fear of the Lord, the respect of God and His Word, is the beginning of wisdom. Now that would mean all kinds of wisdom. That would mean wisdom to live by God's Word. That would mean wisdom to make daily decisions that you have to make. He goes on here, he says, a good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever. God is speaking to those who respects, honors, and reverence Him by trying to live His way, as you are given knowledge and understanding and the wisdom to do so. So if you want a good understanding of the Bible and how to live your life in a way that's pleasing to God, then you will have it when you begin to obey God's law. Because God says, a good understanding have all those that keep His commandments. So that is the beginning of understanding God's Word. Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14 has this to say, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. In other words, that makes you complete if you're fearing God and living by His law. And God promises you then that if you repent and are baptized, that He will give you His Holy Spirit. And that makes a complete person. Verse 14, for God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it is evil. Yes, God says He knows what you are doing, and it will be brought into judgment. You will be judged according to your works and according to your words, so says your Bible. You will continue to grow and understand the Bible more and more as you are willing to obey. That is the first key in understanding the Bible. At least your first step is to be willing to obey what you know. Now, we know God has to do the calling. God has to open your heart and your mind to understand His Word and how to live your life. Notice what God has to say in John 6, verse 44 and verse 65. No one can come to Me unless the Father who sent Me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. So God says that He has to do the calling. He has to draw you to His Son, Jesus Christ. And verse 65 says again, and He said, therefore I have said to you that no one can come to Me unless it has been granted to him by My Father. And my friends, if you want to change your way, then that is a good indication God is calling you and beginning to open your mind to an understanding of God's Word, the Bible. Yes, that is a good indication that God is leading you by His Spirit to come to the knowledge of the truth. You are being called and invited by God to come to Jesus Christ. Will you answer that call, or will you ignore it and make all kinds of excuses so you can stay in the darkness of Satan's world? Well, God leaves the decision up to you. He doesn't force His way on anyone in this life. But if you turn down God's invitation, you will lose what little understanding that you may have of God's Word. Why would God give you more understanding when you aren't willing to obey what you know? Well, the truth is, He won't. Would you like to understand the truth about heaven and the truth about hell? I'm going to ask you a few questions here and hope that it will raise your curiosity to want to understand God's Word. Would you like to understand the truth about heaven and the truth about hell? Where you go when you die, where your loved ones are that have died? Would you like to understand the resurrection? how many there will be, and which one you will be in, or will you even be resurrected? Would you like to know the biblical definition of sin? Would you like to know what you must repent of? Would you like to know the plan of salvation? Would you like to know if Christ is going to rapture the saints and take them to heaven when he returns, or where he will take them? Would you like to know if the earth is going to burn up when Christ returns, as some are preaching that it will? Would you like to know if today is the day and the only day of salvation? Would you like to know where sinners go when they die? Would you like to know if they will be resurrected and have an opportunity for salvation? Would you like to know if the sinful pre-flood world and Sodom and Gomorrah will be resurrected and given a chance for salvation? Would you like to know if you will see your loved ones again which have died? If so, when? Would you like to know if there is another day or time of salvation? Would you like to know what has happened to all the murdered babies in their mothers' wombs? Will they be resurrected? Would you like to know if all people that have been killed in war or by accident or murdered or died by disease, sickness and disease and famine at a very early age or any time in their life, including 3, 6, 12 months old or even one day old babies, will be resurrected? Well, the Bible gives you the answer to all these questions, as well as many other things that you may wonder about. And you can have this knowledge and understanding if you are willing to begin obeying God as you know to, and as far as what you know and understand, and begin to keep doing that as God reveals more knowledge to you, which He will if you continue to obey. Now, all this knowledge doesn't come overnight, but it will come if you do what Peter commands in the book of Acts. Acts 2, verse 36 through 39 says this: "Therefore let all the house of Israel know, assuredly, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Now notice what Peter answered here. "Then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now that is a first step, is to repent and begin to obey God. "For the promise is to you and your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." Yes, the promise of God's Holy Spirit and the promise of eternal life is to as many as God will call at this time, and will eventually be offered to everyone. The Bible makes that very plain, and you can understand all of this if you want to understand more about the Bible, if you will begin to obey, repent and obey and be baptized, as Peter is telling us to do here. We are all guilty of killing Jesus Christ. It is the sins of everyone that Christ gave his life for. And we are guilty of murder, which is one of the Ten Commandments, as well as being guilty of breaking all of the other 9 commandments. Peter said repent, and that is what we repent of, that is, the breaking of God's law. 1 John 3:4 says this: "Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." Yes, it says sin is the transgression of the law. So it goes back to obedience to God, and then repenting and being baptized and receiving God's Holy Spirit, which begins to unlock God's Word, the Bible, so you may be able to understand what God requires of you. You shouldn't trust just any and everyone to teach you God's Word. You should study your Bible. One of the first things that Christ began to preach when he came to this earth was to repent. Notice that Mark 1, verses 14 and 15. "Now after John was put in, he came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." Yes, Christ said, repent and believe the gospel. Repent of your sins and believe what Christ was teaching. Yes, that is the first step. If you want to begin to understand more of God's Word and understand it better, you repent and you begin to live by what Christ taught. That is one of the requirements, so is baptism and receiving of God's Holy Spirit and the studying of God's Word and the hearing of God's Word by those who preach it faithfully and not for their own financial gain or prestige. Yes, God's Word answers all the important questions of life, and you can understand them if you are willing to meet the requirements which God has laid down in His Word. I want to quote from Time Magazine, April 2, 2007, what George Gallup has to say about America illiteracy of the Bible. According to religious literacy, and I quote from Time Magazine here, according to religious literacy, polls show that nearly two-thirds of Americans believe the Bible holds answers to all or most of life's basic questions. But pollster George Gallup has dubbed us a nation of biblical illiteracy. Only half of U.S. adults know the title of even one gospel. And we claim, my friends, to be a Christian nation, and only half of the adults in America can name only one of the four gospels. Most can't name the Bible's first book. What a shame. The trend extends to evangelicals, only 44% of whose teens could identify a particular quote as coming from the Sermon on the Mount. That isn't good news for a nation that calls itself a Christian nation. I hope you don't fit that mold. I hope you want to learn God's Word and true and pure religion, and I hope you want to be a Christian that lives like Christ did, setting us an example to live by. Request our free articles, What Makes a Christian and Where Are the True Christians, by calling the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day at 573-238-3675 and request What Makes a Christian and Where Are the True Christians. And all you need to do to receive those articles is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others in your area.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.